Tonight's Mr. Show with Bob and David is brought to you by the GV Corporation.
Where ideas can hang out and do whatever.
Mr. Show, I'm Bob Odenkirk.
And I'm David Cross.
Okay. Thank you. We have a great show for you tonight, but before we start, David, we have some business.
That's right, Bob. Now, as you know, Mr. Show is now a publicly owned company, and many of you are shareholders.
Yeah, so let's take some questions from our shareholders, our bosses. Anybody?
Yeah.
There you go, sir.
Hello, my name is Kyle Pelton, and I am a shareholder. I have a question for the gentleman in the yellow hat. What about these rumors of downsizing that I've heard?
Downsizing, yes. They're very true. David was fired 2 shows ago, and I will be fired soon after this joke.
Downsizing.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Barb Schott, Cleveland stockholder. I see that we've exceeded the FDA allotment for allowable insect parts, larvae, and workers' hairs in your jokes. Is this a potential scandal?
No, Barb. We're not 100%. I mean, nobody can be. You know, if you're going to write a comedy scene, you're going to have some rat feces in there. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
Why does Mr. Show continue to illegally dump bad sketches and jokes in the Hanford River?
Sir, there are no proven ill effects.
Studies show that that is the most unfunny river in North America.
Okay, getting the signal. Okay, question time is over.
No,
Thank you very much.
What about your writers? Who writes the show?
Sir, thank you.
Sir, please.
We have heard stories of illegal hiring practices.
Sir, our lawyers would be more than happy to talk to you.
And now, on with the show.
So, Face Dog!
What are you hiding? What's behind that door?
Sir, you can't go back there.
Oh, I can't? You just watch me!
You can't!
Stop him! Security!
I wasn't sure what I was looking for, and I wasn't prepared for what I would find. Hidden from view in this dank, squalid back room was an army of children sitting in their own filth, writing comedy.
What's going on?
Get out of here! It smelled like poo-poo and pee-pee, and as I was thrown out, I noticed in the corner a frail waif with a tear in his eye.
Tough world, tough story, and it has to be tough on those children.
It is. The child in this picture's name is Beau Paul, and he was sold at an auction by his family in Beverly Hills. He makes 18 cents a week, and his shoes are made of old milk cartons.
John, why do they do it?
Well, milk cartons are porous, and they allow your feet to breathe.
Well, I see. Well, thank you for the report, John. Good job.
My pleasure, Tom.
Better luck next time. When we return, those sexy deaf people.
Wait,
they're hip, they're hot.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean, better luck next time?
Well, you got to make a big deal out of everything. Come on. Jesus H. Christ, just let it go. We'll be right back after this.
You've seen him perform feats of unparalleled skill on TV and radio. Now, worldwide billiards champion Van Hammersley presents a series of videotapes designed to teach as well as entertain. With his first tape, I Oughta Be in Pictures, Van Hammersley showcases his incredible talent and passion for the golden age of film.
A lot of people want to go to Hollywood, see the stars they've seen for lo these many years. Why not take a trip on your own billiards table? Just pick out a few balls and say hello to the stars. Well, look who we have here. Marilyn Monroe, star of the 7-Year Itch. Next to her, Humphrey Bogart.
Judy, Judy, Judy.
And next to him, the 3 crack-ups. Moe, Larry, and Curly.
Stop it, gentlemen. You're going to screw everything up.
All right, it's 1952, and we're on a back lot. It's time for the awards. The Hollywood Awards. First of all, Marilyn Monroe. Nice to have you. Humphrey Bogart. Judy, Judy, Judy. Next to him, Moe, Larry. Ooh. And Curly, the 3 Stooges. Get on down there, boys!
Then And it's off to the races as Van recounts the running of the 1974 Kentucky Derby the only way he knows how, with a pool table.
It's 1974, March 15th, and horse racing history is about to be made. A hot, muggy day. All the horses are at their gates. Let's run the race, shall we? First of all, Mr. Fast Horse comes out of his gate real slow-like, not like his name at all. Papa's delicate condition and Crystal Knock almost trip over each other. Get your bets in, gentlemen, because Batman the Horse isn't waiting around for anybody. Nice and sick, he says. What about me, boys? Next up, Stinkfinger. Next to her, if Mandy Patinkin was a horse, comes in, bring it up the rear, Old Belcher. And that's how the race was run.
Tape number 3, All Aboard, teaches you the history of mass transportation.
37 people died in a massive triple-decker box accident in London, Britain, New Hampshire, and Wales.
And if you order right away, you'll receive your GED. Simply viewing this tape qualifies you for a high school diploma. Van teaches you mathematics.
You simply subdivide each part by its cosine.
Science.
Bam, bam. And that's why we have nitrogen.
American history.
And that's when Lincoln said, don't dish my homies.
You'll receive one tape every year. Your library will grow, as will your knowledge of such diverse topics as Renaissance painting, oceanography, corn futures, belly dancing, December 7th, 1941, billiards, rock lyrics, and many, many more. These are simply the best teaching by billiards tapes you can purchase. That's why they've earned the TVD Gold Seal.
I think that gentleman's gay.
Well, more power to him, Mother.
Mom, Dad, look! I found these all over town!
God, no!
Oh, Tommy!
Tommy, you weren't supposed to see that, son!
What?
This isn't how we wanted you to find out.
Well, I guess it's all out in the open now.
We still love you. We support you. We're proud of you.
You're gay, son.
Yeah. We've known for years.
I feel like a great weight has been lifted.
I'm not gay. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, a beard. That's what they call it, right, Mother?
Honey, honey, honey. We have confronted our homophobia, and so has everyone else in town.
Well, thanks to your mother's tireless efforts, spreading the word about your homosexuality, calling people and writing people and putting your picture up on telephone poles and buying bus stop bench ads and starting an online chat service all about you and your gayness.
Shut up! I'm not gay! You two made my life miserable in this town! I hate you!
You gay bastard! No gay son of mine is a not gay! You better get gay or I'll make you gay!
You destroy it!
My pleasure! Rodrigo, get in here!
Rodrigo is the best.
Rodrigo, do what you do.
Go on, gay him up.
Hey, everybody. Hey, wee.
Oh, that was fun.
Craig, what are you doing?
Oh, I love to see a scene about a gay coming out.
No, that isn't what the scene was about. We weren't done.
Oh, Robert, anything is possible as long as you imagineer it.
What are you talking... Folks, I'm sorry. This is Greg Sniper. He's the principal stockholder of Mr. Show.
You know why, folks? Because I love to laugh. You guys did such a great job. Guess what? Tofutti break!
No, Greg, we can't. We have to finish the scene.
No, you don't. I'm the boss, Robert, and the boss says... Work is play, tofutti break today! Tofutti time! Robert, blast off with outer space chocolate vanilla swirl.
He's a boss who makes his employees eat dessert whenever he feels like it. He's Greg Sniper, or as he's known to his employees, Grass Valley Greg, the eccentric multi-billionaire computer whiz who invented the delete button.
Thoughts just come to me, and I make them happen. The wilder, the better.
He has a passion for health food,
and goats.
Did you know that the delete button is used over 800,000 times a day in over 62 different languages? That's a lot of mistakes, or as I like to call them, opportunity stakes.
Mr. Sniper?
Oh, hey, Tanya. Tanya, it's Greg.
Greg, your accountant's on the phone. It's urgent.
You know what's urgent? Fun. Have a circus peanut. It's made of tofu and spider sugar. Doesn't hurt the spiders. This is where it all happens. Hey, Darnette, what you got there? That's not going to work at all. Good job. These people are the best. They make mistakes all day long.
God damn it!
That's what we pay them to do.
I'm fucked up!
All right, Jerry. Develop exciting new mistakes for the next century and beyond.
No, asshole computer!
Hey, hey, Bobby, what's wrong?
Oh, I pressed this button twice by mistake and it printed out the letter E three times.
Hey, that's great!
Well, it's Jerry's baby. I'm just working the kinks out. Guys, I think we found a new mistake.
Yeah! You know what that means, everybody? Tofutti break! Come on, everybody! You earned it! Work is play! Have some tofutti! Tofutti awaits the great that make mistakes! Come on to the cafetorium!
At Grass Valley Greg's, the philosophy work is play means constantly stopping for ice cream breaks. An impromptu concert from Boz Skaggs. Or puppet shows by the boss himself. Some workers find it hard to play so much.
Cray, is everything all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Really? Well, try explaining that to this cup of tofutti. Liz said she saw you take it and then just put it on the table and walk away.
I did. I don't like tofutti. It just doesn't taste good to me, right?
It tastes just like ice cream.
It doesn't.
It does.
Don't get on Greg's bad side, or you might find yourself at his personal ranch, Nanadu, where he tends and cares for over 200 special goats.
Don't lick that. Don't lick that. Hi, Nova. Hey, Nova. Oh, Ron, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All these goats are retarded. Missy, they had a video stick of goats third Spain. You know, a goat is the only animal with an innate sense of democracy. That's why they're called nature's president.
Greg, we've got to talk, man.
Oh, man, it's my accountant. I'm not talking to clouds on a sunny day.
You gotta talk.
No, it's playtime. No, it's time to play.
It's not playtime anymore.
If you want me, I'll be out fun boarding.
Greg, come on, man. You know, you've lost it. He's broke. Hope you enjoyed it, folks.
The thing you got to remember is that Greg is not that bright. He had this bizarre obsession with tofu-based products. You know, he spent $25 million shipping a product called Tofu Laffel, a falafel substitute, to the Middle East. In 1989, he hired the country of Canada to sing happy birthday to him. He spent $100 million on a campaign to legalize tomatoes, which I assume worked because I had a tomato yesterday and I'm not in jail, am I? And those goats live better than you or I. I mean, goats are stupid, mean, and hard-headed animals. That's why they're called nature's president. What should I do, Mr. President? Yes. Thank you. Okay, all right, I got you.
Jesus.
Send him in. Flane?
Yes, Mr. Twelfth.
Yes, sit down, please. Flane, I'm going to call you Jerry.
John.
Jimmy. Jim.
John.
Jim. Jim John.
John.
Jim John, I had a man look over your files and talk to a man who'd seen him, and he told me what he thought, and I liked what that man heard.
Oh, great.
You are currently making $47,000 a year?
Yes, sir.
Well, how would you feel about a raise of $20,000 a year and the use of a company car?
Oh, that is terrific, sir. A $20,000 raise and a company car.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Flane,
This company is downsizing, and Todd, with your recent raise, and I understand you got a car?
Yes, sir.
Well, we simply can't afford you anymore. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you go.
Well, I don't understand.
I'm sorry, we're downsizing.
No, but you...
Downsizing. Here's a written recommendation. Best of luck to you. Flame! Listen, come back and sit down, please. Oh, jeez. Listen, I know what you're going through. I know you're out of work, Andy. Hell, it's all over the office. Bill, you've got a lot of great qualities. Gary, you're a good listener. You're easy to fire. And let's face it, you're available. Archibald, I could get you $12,000 if you stayed here.
$12,000?
Great. You got some kind of recommendation? Ah, Mr. Twilt. Well, I'll just give myself a call. Don't worry, I'll sweet talk this asshole. Jagoff isn't answering. Oh, hey, there you are. Say, listen, what do you know about Flane here? Oh, good, thank you. Oh. I'll see you Tuesday.
What did he say?
Oh, we're going golfing on Tuesday.
No, about me.
Oh, you're good. Welcome to the firm.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, between you and me and the wall, there's an umare about Aunde Isingsay.
I don't know what that means.
It's pig language. Oh. Hello. Yes, Flane's here. Oh, sure. It's for you.
Oh. Yes, hello. Fired. No, kid. Thank you.
What'd they say?
You're fired.
Fuck you! I quit! You put in 1 week and look what they do to you. Well, it's this damn downsizing. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. You just go out and have a drink. Well, I'll join you. I'm going for a double today. Oh, I'm joining you.
Yes, hello?
Is this my new distribution manager?
Yes, sir, it is.
You're fired.
Well, that's it. I fired everyone. No one left but me. That ought to boost profits, right? Right? Oh, Jesus. Am I the only one left? Is there no other human on the planet but I?
Are you all right?
Why, yes, Joanne, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. Oh. You're fired. Oh, shitballs. Now who's going to run the company? Think. Take a drink. Yeah, it always helps. Who can I get? Oh. Of course. Oh, yeah.
After massive layoffs, the white-collar workforce is being replaced by child laborers such as Bhopal, a 9-year-old from Pakistan. It's a move economists are cheering.
These kids work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, no heating, no air conditioning, very little food, no vacations. I mean, look at the savings. Last year, the CEO of Globochem made approximately $6 million for fiscal year 1995. Bhopal stands to make, 18 cents a day times 365, $65.52. So you can see that is, I'm no economist, but that is a load of dough.
Jimmy!
From the boardroom to the fairway, this newfound elite have stepped into corporate America's patent leather shoes. What's that you're reading, Bhopal? a book about works called Bhopal. Will you never rest? Put that book down, you'll miss the celebration. Congratulations, America. It's 1996, and you're no longer number one. Then why the funny parade? Because we're talking infant mortality rates in the industrialized world. Sally's happy. She'll have more friends. But she's not the only one making a splash. Rub-a-dub-dub. 800 in a tub? They come from all over to work in our sweatshops for pennies. Oh, it's a sailor's life for me, says Lon Duck Tipo. That tanker's horn means ahoy, but this tanker bell means business. Senator Howell tanker bell, that is. The Dixiecrat from Georgia made a big noise on Capitol Hill with his bold new proposal to raise money for the deficit.
Now, we have got to solve this deficit before it gets as big as a New York Jew in July. You know what I'm saying. I have a solution, by the way. I believe that it's time for a good old-fashioned yard sale. This country is as cluttered as my granny's attic. If you ain't using it, sell it off! New Mexico. When was the last time anybody was in New Mexico? Be serious. Grand Canyon? Just sitting out there collecting dust. The Great Lakes? Cluttered with water. San Francisco? Dirty city. Depraved, festooned with criminality and depravity. I believe it's time to sell it. We're taking bids now. Best offer gets it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new owners of San Francisco, Globochem, present a message from the chairman of their theme parks division.
Hello, everyone. We're very excited about our plans for the new family-friendly San Francisco. We're relocating the citizens, and we're in the midst of a $2 billion makeover to turn this city into the world's largest family-friendly theme park city. When you see the new San Francisco, you'll say, San Fran-tastic. Oh, look. Here comes a typical American family now.
Mom, Dad, I know where we can go for vacation this year.
Where, honey?
Let's go to San Francisco.
Honey, we can't go there. It's too dangerous.
Your mother's right. They've got hippies, angry lesbians, and Chinese.
No! New San Francisco! Here, look at this magic pamphlet.
Wow!
It says, place on ground, stand in center, and hold on! San Francisco? But it's so clean.
New San Francisco.
Mom, Dad, look, it's a hippie.
Careful, sissy.
Don't worry, Dad. Our hippies won't harass you or expose your children to any anti-authority lifestyles. Our hippies are the kind the whole family can enjoy.
Hey, man, my name's Groovy Gravy, and I want to be your friend. Take my hair to a fun place where you won't have a care, and all your friends will be there, because you can ride all day in hippie land. You can fly in the air in hippie land.
Hippie land will feature several attractions, like Woodstock, the movie, The Ride, a 3-day roller coaster ride featuring the original members of Sha Na Na.
Goodbye, man.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Groovy Gravy.
Peace.
Say, that hippie was all right.
It was fun.
Yoo-hoo! Why don't you join us?
Come on, we're going antiquing.
You three back off. I've got homophobia.
We are sensitive to the needs of those who suffer from homophobia. So in our new San Francisco, we got rid of the dirt but kept the pansies by creating Bachelorland.
Woo!
Bachelorland! Bachelorland! Where a man can be a man.
Working out! Losing fat!
We got 70 stores full of brick-out brack.
Bachelorland is for mom and dad. Work it, work it, work it, work it!
Woo! While while you're in New San Francisco, be sure to visit the restaurants of a redone Chinatown. Chinese culture can be strange and overwhelming, so we've remade it into a fantastic place. Talk about your alien cultures. Here's New Chinatown.
Wow!
Oh, look! It's like another land!
And it doesn't stink of fish.
They're so cute!
Meep, meep, moo, moo, have some hot and sour soup. King, king, cole, cole, have another eggy roll.
I love you! This is the best vacation we've ever had. Thanks, Globo Kim!
It's San Fantastic!
New San Francisco!
Our big closing number.
Oh, Robert, you can do a closing number anytime.
No, you can't. You have to do it at the end of the show. You guys want to finish now?
No.
Oh, great. You screwed it up.
Well, sometimes a screw-up can be a doorway to Imagineer and Engination.
Shut up! You know, you screwed it up. Just get out of here.
Yeah, see you, Greg.
Bye.
Goodbye, Greg.
Greg, I'm sorry. Listen. Look, I know that you've lost more money in the last half hour than any of us will ever see. I'll tell you what. We'll give you $5 if you clean up this mess.
Hey, make it $6.
Yeah.
No, $5's enough.
Righto, Robert.
All right, get to work.
Okay.
Sweeps up the spotlight. I'm not in this. No. No, I'm not in this.
I'm not in. I'm not in. What do you mean? Because you're with Bob and David. Huh? Not just David. Buster! Buddy up!